The Good News, according to Luke, chapter 13. Now there were some people there at that time who told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered and said to them, Do you think that these Galileans were greater sinners than all other Galileans, because they suffered these things? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all be destroyed in a similar way. Are those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were greater offenders than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all be destroyed in a similar way. And he spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit from it, but found none. So he said to the vineyard worker, Look, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it be taking up this space? And he, answering, said to him, Master, leave it for one more year, until I dig around it and fertilize it. Then, if it begins bearing fruit, good. But if not, you can cut it down. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. And look, a woman was there who had a spirit of weakness 18 years, so that she was bent over and couldn't lift her head up completely. And when Jesus saw her, he called out and said to her, Woman, you are loosed from your weakness. And he placed his hands on her, and immediately she was able to stand up straight, and she glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue, becoming indignant, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the crowd, There are 6 days during which it is right to work. Therefore, come during that time and be healed, but not on the Sabbath day. But the Lord answered him and said, You hypocrites, don't all of you untie your ox or your donkey from the stall and lead him away to give him water on the Sabbath? So shouldn't this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 long years, have been released from this bondage on the Sabbath day? By saying these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the multitude rejoiced because of all the honorable things which were done by him. Furthermore, he said, What is the kingdom of God like? And with what can I compare it? It is like a mustard tree seed, which a man took and threw into his own garden. There it grew and became a large tree, and the birds of the heaven made homes in its branches. And again he said, To what can I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour, until it was all leavened. And he went on his way through cities and villages, teaching and making his way to Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, are there just a few who will be saved? And he said to them, Fervently labor to enter in by the narrow gate. For I tell you that many will seek to enter in, but will not be able. For after the master of the house has gotten up and has locked the door, if you then stand outside and begin knocking at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open up for us, he will answer and say to you, I don't know you or where you come from. Then you will start to say, We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. And he will say, I tell you, I don't acknowledge your source. Remove yourselves from me, all you who practice unrighteousness. At that time you will see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets feasting in the kingdom of God. But you will be weeping and gnashing your teeth because of having been thrown out from there, there being the millennial kingdom. But they, the fruitful, will come from the east and the west and the north and the south, and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. But understand this, there are those who appear to be last who will have the first places of honor, and there are those who appear to be first who will have the lowliest positions. At that time certain Pharisees approached him, saying, Get out and leave this place, for Herod wants to kill you. And he replied to them, Go tell that fox, Look, I cast out demons and do works of healing today and tomorrow. But on the third day I will have accomplished my purpose. But for now, it is necessary for me to continue my journey today and tomorrow, for it is not possible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I would have gathered your children together, just like a hen gathers her own chicks under her wings. But you wanted nothing to do with it. Look, your household has been sent away, leaving you deserted. And I say to you, in no way will you see me again, until the time comes when you say, Blessed is the one coming in the name of the Lord. This is the end of Luke chapter 13.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.